These were the books of Ember, written over the years by its citizens. They contained in their close-written pages much that was imagined and everything that was known. Edward Pocket looked up and nodded briefly at Dune, one of his most frequent visitors. Dune nodded back. He went into the fact room, to the section of shelves labeled F. The books were arranged by subject, but even so, it wasn't easy to find what you wanted. A book about moths, for instance, might be under M for moths, or I for insects, or B for bugs. It might even be under F for flying things. Usually you had to browse through the entire library to make sure you'd found all the books on one subject, but since he was looking for fire, he thought he might as well start with F. Fire was rare in Ember. When there was a fire, it was because there had been an accident. Someone had left a dish towel too close to an electric burner on a stove, or a cord had frayed and a spark had flown out and ignited curtains. Then the citizens would rush in with buckets of water, and the fire was quickly drowned. But it was, of course, possible to start a fire on purpose. You could hold a sliver of wood to the stove burner until it burst into flame, and then for a moment it would flare brightly, giving off orange light. The trick was to find a way to make the light last. If you had a light that would keep going, you could go out into the unknown regions and see what was there. Finding a way to explore the unknown regions was the only thing Dune could think of to do. He took down a book from the F shelf. Fungus, it was called. He put it back. The next book was called How to Repair Furniture. He put that back, too. He went through foot diseases, fun with string, coping with failure, and canned fruit recipes before he finally found a book called All About Fire. He sat down at one of the library's square tables to read it. But the person who had written the book knew no more about fire than Dune. Mostly the book described the dangers of fire. A long section of it was about a building in Winifred Square that had caught fire 40 years ago, and how all its doors and all its furniture had burned up and smoke had filled the air for days. Another part was about what to do if your oven caught on fire. Dune closed the book and sighed. It was useless. He could write a better book than that. He got up and wandered restlessly around the library. Sometimes you could find useful things just by choosing randomly from the shelves. He'd done this many times, just reached out and grabbed something, in the hope that, by accident, he might come upon the very piece of information he needed. It would be something that another person had written down without understanding its significance. Just a sentence or two that would be like a flash of light in Dune's mind, fitting together with things he already knew to make a solution to everything. Although he'd often found something interesting in these searches, he'd never found anything important. Today was no different. He did come across a collection called Mysterious Words from the Past, which he read for a while. It was about words and phrases so old that their meanings had been forgotten. He read a few pages. Heavens above indicates surprise. What heavens means is unclear. It might be another word for floodlight. Hogwash means nonsense, though no one knows what a hog is or why one would wash it. Batting 1,000 indicates great success. This might possibly refer to killing bugs. All in the same boat means all in the same predicament. The meaning of boat is unknown. Interesting, but not useful. He put the book back on the shelf and was about to leave when the door of the library opened, and Lina Mayfleet came in.